Blog Talk Radio.
The 2014 FIFA World Cup Review Show. Hello, once again, everyone. Second half of our special day 13 of the FIFA World Cup Review Show Group C action. If you didn't see a lot of nail-biting or teeth-biting action earlier today, you saw some great stuff between the Greeks and the Ivory Coast. Of course, Astoria, Queens must be going crazy right about now, and joining me from the area, of course, Marios C. Svantos. Marios, this has been a roller coaster ride for Greece. A big point against Japan in the last game, but my goodness, what action, what suspense, and a penalty conversion from Samaras, who plies his trade in Scotland for Celtic.
What an incredible, incredible game. I think that even neutrals had to say that Greece came out with great confidence, with an attacking mentality, with belief in themselves, determined to get the win, which was what they needed. And you saw that from the way that Santos set up the team, bringing up Lazaros Christodoulopoulos, who was an amazing attacker, who created just so much, gave so much strength, so much creativity to the Greek counterattack. You saw Holebas really showing his attacking skill, putting Samaras up in front, created a very dangerous target. Ivory Coast had to pay attention to both strength, size, height. The Greek defense was just exceptional. We're not even getting to the attack just yet, but the defense was exceptional. Papastathopoulos was guarding Drogba in a way that few defensive players can. Let's remember that back in 2010, it was Papastathopoulos who was marking Messi and had marked him out of the game had done an incredible job. Papastathopoulos, of course, also known as Socrates, plays for Borussia Dortmund and had a great year. I really felt bad for the announcers if they had to use the last names between Papastathopoulos and Christodoulopoulos. That alone would have been a tough evening for them. But I think the Greeks made us very proud. Their defending was excellent. It wasn't just the great work of Socrates. It wasn't just the great work of Manolas on the other side. It was the team attacking, the team defending, and those counterattacks were just electric. I think you'll agree with me. And it would have been, I think, a very unfair score. I understand I'm biased because of my love and my connection with the Greek national team, knowing these players, but knowing what they're capable of, this is what I expected. And it would have been unfair if Greece had not won this game, having hit the post not once, not twice, but ultimately three times, having had the better of the chances, having dominated the game, having been the more creative team on the field. It really would have been a shame that, keeping in mind that Ivory Coast is a great team. I mean, this is a team that the Greeks respect, a team with incredible personalities, incredible players, but the Greeks did not come out scared of them. They did not come out respecting them too much. They took the game to them. They were very proactive. They won every 50-50 ball. They won the all their tackles. And I think that Greece goes through, as much as we'll miss Ivory Coast, they're a great team, and congratulations to them, despite the difficulties they had to deal with in being able to tie up the game. And, you know, it was just an exciting end to a really wonderful game by Greece. And one more thing I want to point out. Greece deals very well with adversity. It's they have incredible character. You saw from early on that we had to substitute out Cornet. That was potentially a major loss for Greece, because Cornet, throughout all three games, firebrand. He's just been a very creative force on attack and a very valuable person coming back to help defend. You saw the kid that came in, though, Samaris, come in and score in a beautiful counterattack by the Greeks. That's what they do. Great defense, great attack. But then you see Karnezis, our goalkeeper, go out too. So within the first 20 minutes of the game, I don't have the minutes in front of me right now, Greece is forced to make two substitutions. Any mm-hmm. other team could have had a problem there. But the Greeks, they thrive on adversity. It's exactly things like that, such, you know, what some people might call bad luck. Luck is part of the game, that really makes them say, you know what, we're not going to lose. We're not going to let this get to us. We're going to win this. And even after Ivory Coast came back, and we kept hitting the post, it would have been easy for natural, very human for some players to say, you know what, damn, nothing's going right. This is wrong. This is unfair. Instead, they kept pressuring. They kept winning the ball. And in the end, I think that looking at the game as a whole, it was the right result. And Samaras, that was an excellent penalty kick by him. If he had hit it a little bit lower, maybe the goalie would have gotten it. But he hit it hard, and he hit it a little off the ground, exactly in the right spot. And that takes a lot of guts at the last minute of the last game of your group that you must win to score that goal. That just shows you, again, the quality of Samaras. And I think this game showed us what we've been waiting for by the Greek team, not only solid defense, but their ability to create exciting attacks. And needless to say, I'm very happy.
Absolutely. But you have to admit, though, I mean, that first goal that was converted by Samaras in the 42nd minute, that's a gift, because the Ivory Coast misplayed the ball, and off he went on a 2-on-1, and he buried it beautifully to give the big hope, because obviously, you know, at that time, the draw would not have helped Greece advance into the next round.
No, it would not have. And but you saw Greece's mentality just coming out. It was a belief in their ability to play well, to play fast, creative soccer. And I have to tell you, they were angry. They were angry. It wasn't just that they needed to win and they had to go forward and they had to score, but when for a couple weeks now, all they hear is all this negativity, all these complaints, all these comments that are coming at them from the foreign press, from some of their own fans, etc. You know, those players are listening to these things. They're listening to these things, and it's driving them crazy. It's making them more determined. It's making them giving them the conviction that they're going to go in, they're going to play attacking soccer as they needed to, that they're going to score, and not only are they going to score the first goal of this World Cup for Greece, but they're also going to take us to the round of 16, which is something Greece has never done. So we see that Greece not only won the 2004 Euro, but they've been in the last two Euros, they've been in the last two World Cups, and just like they every time they're raising the bar a little bit. They're raising the bar a little bit, and this is a very proud day for the Greek soccer.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful day for Greek soccer. Completely unbelievable scenes that we saw out there, and once again, getting that penalty, it was a penalty in my eyes. That was lazy defending, trying to knock off Samaras off the ball, and he converts it beautifully. You just have to say, obviously the Greeks wanted it as just as much as the Ivory Coast players wanted it, but still, great talent from Greece, and as you've said already, just a will to get into the next round, and they're going to the next round against a tough, tough Costa Rican side.
You know what, and of course for us it's going to, you know, kudos to Costa Rica. Once again, that team showed it's not about the money, it's not about the, you know, the great leagues you play in, the EPLs and the La Ligas and the Bundesligas. It's about heart, it's about playing soccer, it's not about egos, it's about teamwork. And, you know, congratulations to our CONCACAF brethren, Costa Rica, for really making not only all of us proud, but once again showing us that the great progress that our region has made. And a lot of kudos go to the good people in CONCACAF who've worked very hard in helping to improve the quality of our players, our facilities, our teams, are on and on. So bravo to them. For me, it'll be hard to see Greece play against Costa Rica because I have the greatest of respect for Costa Rica and a lot of friends there. But I'm very excited for Greece. And listen, this is the Greek way of playing. Teamwork, belief in yourself, passion, heart, deadly counterattacks, and Greece played their game today. And I think that once you get past the group stage, you really don't know what Greece can do. Greece can go far. Greece can go far because when we're the underdog, that works for us. That works very well because that fires us up. And we have the quality, we have the discipline, we have the athletes, we have the stars, we have the teamwork to get the job done. So a really wonderful day. Congratulations also to Colombia. They played a good game. They did what mm-hmm. they were supposed to do. And that's also very exciting to see Colombia back after so many years. I know you're going to talk about that in a little bit, but also kudos to them. They didn't need to come out and play. They could have let Japan do, you know, you know how it is. They could have saved their feet. They could have saved their energy for the next game, the next round, and yet they came out and played their game, and congratulations to them all. So we're seeing an incredible World Cup, where it's not the big names, but it's the passion, it's the heart, it's the teamwork that is creating really a most memorable World Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I do let you go, Marios, do you have any comments about the Luis Suarez situation biting the defender from Italy just to, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, just biting him on the shoulder? This is like the third time he's done this.
You know what? You could forgive him once. You could forgive him twice. There's obviously something wrong with him, and I don't mean that in a – I'm not trying to be mean to him in any way, but, you know, when kids fight, there's a problem there. You bring in the psychologist in, you bring in, you know, you need to really work on that. When you see an adult like him, taking into account all he's been through, his background, not learning from his mistakes and not learning from the punishments he's received and being on the highest, you know, being in the spotlight at a in a game where Uruguay not only can go on to the next round, but where he, as the star player, as someone we've been admiring all year long, that we admired against England, this is a World Cup where Uruguay has a chance to go far and has a chance to do great things. And to see him pressured to react to the stress of the situation once again in this fashion, it leaves you in shock. It leaves you in shock, and I'm still too fresh from the game. I'm still fresh from both games. But you saw even afterwards, I was watching Van Nistelrooy and his reaction. He was in utter shock because it's just so sad. It's so sad, so shocking to see someone of Suarez's quality once again allowing his personal demons to really undermine which was an incredible effort, not only by him, but also of the Uruguayan team. I don't think we should take it away from anything away from Uruguay.
No.
I think Uruguay deserved to go through. I think that Uruguay fairly won that game. I understand, you know, if at that moment Suarez had gotten the red card, it would have changed the game potentially. But that said, it's really a shame. And it's a shame because it takes away something from the incredible effort that that Uruguay put forth, a great win that takes them, and a great effort takes them from losing against Costa Rica in the first game to making it to the round of 16. It's also disrespectful to all the people who have stood by Suarez, who have worked hard to get him ready for this World Cup. We know that the trainer that came, you know, actually left his cancer treatment aside and took a month off in order to help Suarez get back into shape. All these people that went to bat for Suarez, who stood up for him, who helped him come back from all the terrible things that he's brought upon himself and his supporters and his family and his career, and now to do this again, there's something wrong with him. And I don't mean that like I said to be mean in any way. There's something wrong there, and it's really a shame. I don't know what comes next. Do we lose him for the rest of the World Cup? I guess that would be what should happen now, right?
Yep.
Do we a year from international soccer? I don't know what happens next. I'm still in shock, and it was certainly a very sad moment for world soccer once again.
It really, really was. Marios, I'll talk to you next time. Good luck in the second round against Costa Rica when we officially take a look at the dates. I'm assuming it will be either Saturday or Sunday, but good luck. Fantastic match. And tell everyone in the story I said congratulations.
You could probably hear I was running around trying to hide somewhere so that I can actually talk on the it's just so much craziness going on that there's nowhere to go where it's quiet. People are happy, they're rejoicing, and as they should, because this was a fantastic victory by Greece. Once again, the Greek national team showing heart, showing quality, and showing the world that you can't count them out, you can't put them down. They are a team that will make us proud, and they're a team that is an example to other teams. If you believe, if you work hard, if you work together, if you put aside your team loyalties and egos and other issues and just work for your common goal and put all your heart into it, they have the quality, they have the skill, and they certainly had the passion today, and bravo to Greece. Thank you once
Absolutely.
Again, Daniel. It's great talking
with
you.
No problem at all, Marios. Good talking to you, too.
Take care now.
You, too. Take care. Mario C. Sfantos over in Astoria, Queens, former assistant to district attorney of the borough of Queens, of course, of Greek heritage, calling in a great day to talk about a wonderful day, which unfortunately was a terrible afternoon with the whole Luis Suarez situation. And just to get back to that, you know, now that the passions have cooled, now that the emotions are finally, they've simmered down, you know, is it something mental with Luis Suarez? Is it something internally that needs to be fixed here? Because it looks like whatever needs to be fixed, either there's still a chance for him to learn, or maybe there's no chance for him to learn, and that's a sad thing. And apparently there's an article from ESPN, the magazine, about Luis Suarez. I think it was either this past issue in June or in May, and, you know, trying to – you're going to have to read it yourself. Once again, it was a situation that – just a really, really, really interesting article. If I can just quickly take a seat. I think I favored the link. I could be wrong, but let me just take a look at the favorites section here of my Twitter. Just to now, it looks like I do not have it here, unfortunately. I apologize, but it's on Twitter. There will be some information about Twitter Definitely. But I'll tell you right now, it's just been an unbelievable situation when you have these players that are coming from South America. And once again, they're talented players, very, very talented players. And obviously, there will be a couple here or there that are going to come from, obviously, the wrong, you know, as they say, you know, the wrong side of the tracks or in the slums. But still, he doesn't have to do these things anymore. He doesn't have to. He is in a place where he's in a good place. But if he keeps on doing these actions by biting your opponent, you know, there's going to be serious consequences because he's a grown man now. He's a grown man. He can't keep doing this. He has a family. He has a baby girl and a baby boy. He can't do this to them. He can't ruin, you know, he can't ruin all these good things that's happened to him. It's a shame. It's just an absolute shame that Luis Suarez is doing these sort of problems with biting his opponents, whether it's in club football or in world football, because it's just an absolute travesty, because you root for him. You want him to do well. You want him to actually succeed. You want him to succeed. And then he turns around and has another moment like this, and he just absolutely ruins it. He ruins it all. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And we don't know what to say anymore. We don't know what to say anymore. And, I mean, I know there will be people defending him, and that's fine. You can defend him all you want. But we cannot take a blind eye to this. We cannot have a blind eye to what Luis Suarez has done. This is an absolutely a big travesty to the game, and especially to such a wonderful tournament like the World Cup. He's ruined it. And if he does get a heavy ban, it's deserved. If it's a light ban, then FIFA has failed us in this situation. Now, you heard Gary Richards earlier today on my part one show for day 13 of the FIFA World Cup review show. Here is what he posted. FIFA will wait to receive the referee's report with a spokeswoman telling BBC Sport, and that's where he got it from, we will gather all the necessary elements in order to evaluate the matter. The disciplinary committee of World Football's governing is responsible for, sanctioning serious infringements which have escaped the match officials' attention. The chairman of the disciplinary committee can then decide to suspend the player for up to 3 matches or up to 2 months. FIFA Vice President Jim Boyce said, there is no doubt Luis Suarez is a fantastic footballer, but once again, his actions have left him open to severe criticism. And once again, this is the problem that we are having with Luis Suarez, and it should not have happened at all. He should be very well aware that he cannot do this. And now he's going to face severe punishment, because right now, being involved in the international 2-month ban, now we don't know how far this will be, this ban, because obviously, if it's going to be the 2 months, then obviously the first 4 games, or these next 4 games, I should say, for Uruguay, from the round of 16 up to the point where either they get eliminated or if they go to the final, he won't be playing for them. And then the other question is this. Will this be tagged onto these friendlies that will be coming up? Because the Copa America, the natural one that's coming up next year, is coming up next, and obviously Uruguay is an automatic player in this. Will he be allowed to play in the Copa America in 2015. 2016, I believe the ban will be over. But the truth of the matter is, this is something that should never have happened, and he should have known this by now. Here's an interesting story, and this will be the last thing about Luis Suarez. Apparently, some guy in Norway, a Norwegian guy, placed a 32 Norwegian kroner bet, $32 in Norwegian currency, went to one of the betting parlors, and he said that on the odds that Luis Suarez is going to bite an opponent, and he picked the Italian game, and apparently he won 5,600 Norwegian kroners, and wow. Maybe I should have contacted Atlantic City or Vegas. Maybe I should have contacted Vegas to make a bet like that if I knew this was going to happen. You try not to play these games, but you know what? It's just crazy, crazy stuff. And my God, I am just absolutely floored that this happened. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable what the heck happens and what the heck is going on. It's crazy. I don't know what to say. Other than that, let's move on. Obviously, we have some time to talk about the next game. As everyone already knows, Colombia took out Japan 4-1. This was basically just Colombia securing top of the groups in C as they defeated Japan by a final of 4-1. Obviously, nothing big. Nothing huge, nothing to see here. But I will say this, a wonderful gesture by the Colombian national team. The starting keeper for Colombia decided, he wanted to be subbed out, or the coach decided to sub him out, and he brings on Ferd Mondragon, who became officially the oldest player at the age of 43 to play in a World Cup. As they subbed him in for the final 15 minutes of the match, final 10, 15 minutes of the match. And you know what? Good job by Colombia. Nice gesture. Wonderful to see. And it's just been unbelievable what happens in world football, world soccer. It's just a fantastic thing to see. Very happy. Very, very happy that the Colombians made this great moment for him. So let's go and finish up here with the standings in Group C. Confirmation, obviously. Colombia finishes on the top of Group C. They will face Uruguay from Group D, and then Greece with the big penalty conversion by Samaras. Greece finishes in second place with 4 points. The Ivory Coast finishes third place with 3 points, and Japan with a point, and that is over and done with for Group C and everything else. In Group D, confirmation once again was a 0-0 draw with England, with Costa Rica. So they finish on top of Group D with 7 points. Uruguay, of course, deservedly won the game 1-0 over Italy. They got 6 points. Italy finishes third with 3 points, and England finishes last with basically a point. And that is all you need to know. Again, another exciting day. Another exciting day of World Cup action tomorrow when you have groups E and F facing against each other. And my God, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fantastic. Nigeria faces Argentina while Bosnia-Herzegovina faces Iran. And that's both games are at 12 noon. And then the other two games, that's Group F. Group E, Honduras takes on Switzerland. Ecuador takes on France. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to thank my good friend Mario C. Sfantos over in Astoria, Queens, talking about Greece. My name's Daniel Feuerstein. Join me again tomorrow. As always, please enjoy your football. And thanks again to Carter Krishnire for earlier today. He wasn't available tonight for this show. He'll be back tomorrow. And thanks again to Gary Richards and Diana Germano from earlier today. Have a good night, everyone. Enjoy your football. Enjoy your World Cup. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.